Our gracious Eternal Father, we come before you with appreciation of your goodness, of your mercy, of your cares. Spread our love to see the first 2 months of the year and leading us to the third. We are grateful to you for all that happened this first 2 months. Thank you for the portions that fell unto us, wherein we have testimonies, thanksgiving, appreciation to give unto you for your watchful eyes, your provision, your healing hands, your blessings in all ways, and the revelation of your word to us. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the faithful of yours to your promises. We thank you. We are all here this morning because you want us to be here, and there's nothing who prevent us from coming to your house. We are grateful for giving us this privilege again. Thank you for the beginning of the month. Today is the second day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You that saw us through these first 2 months, we know you are more than able. For you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, everlasting God. We are here committing ourselves to you again as needy people. On a daily basis, we need you. We need you, Lord. Pray that your Spirit will open up the window of heaven to us this day, so that we can enter in, gracious Lord, and be partaker of your divine nature. Let it be, Eternal Father. Every need that we have in our lives, they are not unknown unto you. Because you say that before we open our mouth to ask, you already know. But because you have commanded us to ask and we shall receive, and that is why we have to pray as fulfilling part of your word. Master, we are asking you, gracious Lord, that as we have come individually to this place today, Lord, we will return better than we came here, Lord. Let all our spiritual, financial, material, health needs be met graciously in the name of Jesus. At the end of the day, your name alone will be glorified. Let nothing stand as an hindrance between us and you as we look upon you for a blessing. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 21. As we continue, from verse 1 to the end. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven fires full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come thither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and a light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. You can place the city. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of length of it are equal, and he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear crystal. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth atopas, the tenth chrysoprasus, brassus, the 11th adjacent, the 12th and amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pairs. Every separate gate was of one pair. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lamb, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither would whatsoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the last book of life. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. We are grateful to God again for the privilege to be in his house, to hear our doctrine in our right senses. Blessed be his holy name. Last week we continue with the topic, the subtopic. The general topic is the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the heavenly bride. And so last Sunday we continue with this thought on the inside the city. We are trying to look at, you know, what was inside the city. So when we are concluding that, then I still have a question pending that relates to the millennium, because it's not time to talk about that. That's why I've not answered that, because there's a part of this where we will blend that millennium together. So I don't want to answer it in isolation. So, but last Sunday, a question came just while we were rounding up. It says, so what happened to the other areas of the new heart since the first square city doesn't fit the old heart? Well, a close look at the scripture that we have just read
gives an answer to that question. If the questioner, the person that wrote the question, follows the scripture, follows it, you see that the nations of them that are saved, the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. The kings that will bring their glory into it are not dwellers within the city. That's number one. Number two, you will also see, because there's a part of it that we want to talk about outside of the city. So it's part of it. That's what I said, that we are yet to come to that. So talking about outside of the city, we have known what the prophet said about inside of the city, that inside of the city comprises a number of wonderful structures which God himself built, not man, which God himself designed for his special people. The first class city, as we know, is designed only for the bride. Only the bride. And we know by the teaching of the prophet that there are five groups of people that are considered in salvation. How many of us know that? Five groups of people. Can you list them on the board? You know them. Okay. The bride is the first, which is destined to stay in the first cross city. And this bride comprises from Genesis to Revelation. The second group, the 144,000 Jews that will be sealed during the Great Tribulation in Israel. Moses and Elijah will go to preach to them, according to Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. And then we have the fifth sealed Jews, the souls under the altar, as taught by the prophet, making it taught. We have the righteous ones. How many have I mentioned? I've mentioned four. The next one I'm mentioning now, that's the fourth. Then we have the, I mentioned the bride, the 144,000 Jews. We have the 50 Jews, the foolish virgins. The foolish virgins, they are the ones that did not know about the message. They are from the Gentiles. They are the Gentile, they are people from the Gentiles. They do not believe the message because they didn't see it. The prophet said, if they saw it, then they are condemned if they reject it. So that is why there is no second chance for you and I, because we have seen the truth. So there is no alternative, there is no option. It's either we are filled with the Holy Spirit and be ready to go in the rapture, or we are lost. I said it the other time, in a little assembly somewhere, you know, in the days we were just coming up, a preacher said that, the preacher is late now. He was preaching to his congregation. We went there to fellowship on one of the days, being on the campus by that time. And he said that if I'm not able to make the bride, I will struggle to make the foolish fight, to be among the foolish fighters. I called the people who went there together and said, that's an error. I said the prophet didn't teach that. Then we went back, because we were just coming out from the notion by that time. And we went back, to the course of the prophet, and we're able to trust that one now. Before, that will take a hold. And I believe if God helped that man, maybe he has changed his mind from that. But if he died without understanding, then that means he's not a bride. Praise to God. So we have only one option. That option is for the truth that is presented to us. And we have to make all efforts to be there. We are talking as humans, but we know that those that will be in the bride, that will go in the rapture, are predestinated. And God is working on them. Praise be to God. Then we have the righteous ones, making the fifth. The righteous ones. The prophet said, these are the people that, without knowing it, did good to the bride. According to Matthew chapter 25. and the prophet referred to them. So maybe I'll just read those things to you, because it sounds very few hands went up when I asked the question. How many people know that there are five groups of people that will be that are considered in redemption of God? Only the bride among them is blessed, most blessed, because the bride will partake of the divine nature of God while here alive, and is being chosen to live eternally with Christ, not only after the rapture. We go in the rapture, we not taste the great tribulation. The rest of them, outside of the bride, the 144,000 Jews, they will face tribulation. Because if they do the great tribulation, they will be saved by the message of Elijah and Moses. Well, maybe you have questions about that, you can bring it up. So then you have the foolish virgins too, they will face the great tribulation. The righteous one, God knows they are not whatsoever. The prophet categorized them as people that did good to the bride. And it is all of this group we are talking about, besides the 144,000, because the 144,000 will be with us in the millennium as the attendant to the bride, according to the teaching of the prophet. They are the one that will not be sleeping for 1,000 years. The rest will be sleeping for 1,000 years. It is after the 1,000 years millennium reign that these people will come up. The foolish virgins, the righteous ones, and the 50 Jews. That's when they will come up. Praise be to God. And so, now, this other group that we have mentioned, including the 144,000 Jews, the 50 Jews, the righteous ones, and the foolish virgins, will live outside of the first square city. I hope the person that wrote the question is paying attention. We live outside of the four square city. It is only the bride that lives within the four square city. Being the bride, and the four square city is the headquarters of the earth. Tinubu and his family, they are living in the headquarters of Nigeria, in Nasarawa, isn't it? Yeah. Jesus Christ is the king of the earth, and we are his bride members. We've been living together with him in the city where he administers there. Praise be to God. What a glorious promise and plan of Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Right. Outside of this city. Well, it is this question now that is pushing me to that. Because we, a few things I'd like to talk about here before we move there. But nevertheless, let's go on. The future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the heavenly bride, paragraph 459. Alright. 459. I am going to read quotes that talk about this. Watch outside the gates of the walls, spread across the new earth, nations will dwell in eternal peace. Nations. Now, what honored kings will bring their glory into it, no sin can be there. No more bobbed hair women will enter that city. I will guarantee you that. No more short wearing, cigarette smoking womongers, wars, or liars, idolaters. The prophet said, and that is the picture of their country today. Let me just say, I'm picking something. From I'm reading from the Searching of God. I want to blend a thought here with that. Paragraph 9. The Searching of God, preached 1959, January 25. 59 January 25. The Searching of God. I'm reading from paragraph. Now, I want to emphasize what the prophet referred to as idolatry, so that we will understand some few things. As we talked about the other time, that it is God that defines sin. He gives definition of sin. And the messenger of the age has come to elaborate on what sin is for us to understand how to run away from it, how not to be caught in the way. And it is the very picture of our country today, paragraph 9. I've given you the year. Alright. And it's the very picture of our country today. We are falling under the popular demand. No doubt that the priests thought it would be alright as long as their government okayed it. But I don't care what the government okays. It's got to be what God okays. And the people thought that it would be alright if they participate in some of their worldly things. It was participate the prophet meant to use there. I'm not interpreting it, but that's what you will see that it means, is participate. And one might ask me to retrace what I've just said, that it was a very likely picture of today. We may not think that we are idol worshippers. That's idolaters. We might not think that we are idolaters. But they worship idols. Sorry. I think I just want to. We may not think that we are idol worshippers, but we are. And the government endorses it. People today are idol worshippers because they worship idols. Now you will see what the prophet says about that. Some of them worship movie stars for idols. Some worship money for idols. And some worship television stars as idols. But all that you put before God is an idol. Let it be what it may be. All that you put before God. Now look at what the prophet says. Even Satan, our great adversary, is such a smart one until he even puts sometimes the church before God. God is the word. Now what the prophet is saying here, he puts the church before God. God is the word. Whatever the church says that is contrary to the word, the devil makes people to believe that. They don't believe the word. They believe what the church says. You got it? So that's putting the church before God. You are believing what the church says more than what God says. And what God says is given by through the message of the age. So that is why that's talking about the denomination. It's talking about an organization. Those who have added and taken away from God's word. Idol worshippers. So when we call the denomination idol worshippers, some will be offended. Can you see it here? And the prophet said, but all that you put before God is an idol. Satan sometimes put church before God. You might have a great church. It may be a great building, or it may be a great denomination. And again, it may be a great congregation. But let nothing come between God in your heart. Anything in before God is an idol. It could be your wife. It could be your children. It could be your job. It could be words. It could be money. It could be anything. And the reason people put those things before God, people worship money. And that is why they will do things that are contrary to God's word. So whatever we put before God is an idol. Even the way you use our time also, it can also mean that. Praise be to God. Alright, let us. Whatever they were, okay, so let's continue with this other part of the first verse. So, no more short wearing, cigarette smoking, woman just, wars, or liars, idolaters, whatever they were, won't enter that city. Four, five, nine. Preacher of home. But we are far beyond that. So, whatever they were, won't enter that city. No, it will all be over. Sin will be gone. Nothing to defile its holiness shall enter there. That is what he said. All has passed away. Now, to give us quotations on what I just mentioned about the five group of people that will be outside of the city. Now, let's look at this. outside of the city. The prophet said, in reviewing this from the seven churches book, you can come to, now let us go another step. Use that one too for such a phrase. Now let's go another step. Now let's go another step. But before we do, let us review our case thus far. First of all, we know most assuredly that the purpose of God stands in election. The purpose of God stands in election. He does things by election. It was purposed in himself for seven church age book. Such word. Now let us go another step. Yeah, that will guide you. It was purposed in himself. It was God's purpose to bring forth a people like unto himself that will be a world bride. It's only Malachi 4 message that can produce that. We know what we're talking about. We are not eulogizing. We are not trying to, you know, how do I say it? We are not I don't want to big grammar. Thank you. Well, with exaggeration, it's okay, let's use that word. We are not exaggerating. We are not trying to let you see that we are not trying to damn other churches. We are not trying to damn them. We are not trying to condemn them. They are condemned by God already. We came from them. We were part of them. We participated in what they did. It is full of deception. It is like placing a human being upon first pedestrian. Now tell me, how high is the cockroach? How high is the cockroach that you will ride it like a horse? You'll be walking with your buttocks on the ground. If you have to sit on the concrete, you know you have understanding for saying that. You are deceived. Iron is cockroach, isn't it? So to now think that the cockroach is a horse and you are sitting on it, you see how high you are going to be? Someone that is sitting on a goat will be higher than yourself. They deceive people, make people think of themselves or what they are not. Call themselves born again when they are not born anything. And they are relying upon that. They are relying upon works that the Muslims for salvation. They believe in God is a grandpa because they believe that. I was talking to somebody some time ago and I was saying that these children, they need to be Christian. He said they are Christian. He said they are born Christian. And he's a big person in his church, Pentecostal church. God does not have a grandchildren. The prophet told them God is not a grandpa. He's the father. That means that everyone that will come to me, God will have to father that person, give that person back, spiritual birth by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The prophet said, as the father come to God, as the mother come to God, that's how the children must also come to God. By way of repentance of their sins, which the prophet has been emphasizing as the plan of redemption in this message. You have to recognize your sins, repent, and go for water baptism in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins so that you will be eligible to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. And after that, the Holy Ghost comes. Praise be to God. Well, so she was chosen as the bride. Now, himself, that will be a word bride. She was chosen before the foundation of the world in him. Okay? In him, she was foreknown
and beloved before she was ever brought forth during the ages upon the earth. You see, she was beloved because she was brought up upon the faces of the earth in the ages.
Where did they live? You see?
She was redeemed by his blood and can never come into condemnation. She can never be in the judgment because she sin cannot be imputed unto her. Romans chapter 4 verse 5. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. But indeed, she shall be with him in his throne of judgment, judging the world and even angels. Hallelujah. Her name, each of her members, was written in the section of the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Secondly, there is another class. Their names are also in the Book of Life, and they will come up in the second resurrection. Such are the foolish virgins, and the righteous as spoken of in Matthew 25.
Are you following that?
The what?
The foolish virgins and the righteous,
according to Matthew 25. In this class are also those who do not worship the beast or become involved in the Antichrist system but die for their faith, even though they are not in the bride, not having been born again, but they will come up in the second generation and go into eternal life.
Can you see that?
Right? This is, okay? Now, another one. This is not to suggest,
but I will not wait for you if you find it.
This is not to suggest that there will be no more names from the tribes of Israel remaining in the Book of Life. For many of these, but not multitudes, through the principle of election, will be in the Gentile church age and come into the body of Jesus Christ. Peter and the rest of them, Paul, all of them, and as many of them, in the body of Christ, showing that their names did indeed remain in the Book of Life. Also, as we will show, according to the fifth seal multitudes of Matthias, Jews will be given white robes and eternal life by the Lord.
That's at the white throne judgment.
Also, the 144,000 will be sealed at his coming. At his coming. Proving that their names were not deleted either. But it is even as most accurately set forth in Psalm 69 that it is the wicked or unrighteous rejecters of Christ and the destroyers of his people whose names are removed.
The four people that we mentioned outside of the bride are captured here. Is that not? Praise be to our God.
Alright? So, outside of the city, we have it that the people that will be there, they are not part of the bride. But they will live outside of the city. The bride alone lives within the city. God prepares for them what where they will live. Their houses, where they will live with their families. And that's why the prophet said, let the family chain not be broken. As we keep constantly praying for ourselves, pray for our children, that wonderful mansion that God has gone to prepare for us, where we all be there. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you again today. Today be the first day of another week, making a way for us to gather and sit at your feet to learn more of your program concerning our salvation at this time. Thank you for our prophet. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the week that ended yesterday, your protection, our cares, our provision for our needs. We are grateful, Heavenly Father. Dear Master, we want to appreciate you, O God, for sending unto us a dedicated prophet, that you so much dedicated, O God, to show unto us that truly is your prophet, that we might have confidence in your word that you have said unto us truly. Thank you for a portion of it again this morning. Talking about the prosperous city, those who will be inside, and mainly those who will be outside. We are very grateful, Father. Our desire, O Master Savior Divine, is that as you have taught us, Lord, as many as come within the range of this message, we have no alternative but that you be members of the bride. We are praying for the death of our hearts. Please, Master, don't allow any of us to miss it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the one that can do it. You are the one that can walk upon us. You are the one that can give us revelation. Outside of you, there is no help. There is very little or nothing a man can do by himself. Once again, Father, we lay ourselves before you. Be gracious unto us. Be merciful unto us. Thank you, our Father. Bless your servant that you have used, while we look forward for what you have more for us for the next services ahead of us. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.